Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together like the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now, their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sachs, Slash, Super Sam, and legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show live on the Gambler 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Indianapolis Eagles fans, are you in the house? So today has been a crap show so far this morning. Everything that could go wrong could. We have a little feed issue. I cannot hear the studio back in Philadelphia. We're going to wing it. We've got DJ Littletown here. Is that right, Jess? Littletown? Making sure. So we're going to play some music. During breaks, I got to put up talking to Slash on the phone for the next hour, which is a pain in the balls. We all know that. But we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through this with a W today. You guys, remember, download the iHeartRadio app, rate, review, subscribe to Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports, The Gambler Philadelphia. Show's brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz. Dave Babuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, Premier Window Cleaning, the Ludlam Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa in Seattle City, the beautiful ladies over at Cheerleaders, Echelon Health and Fitness, and as you will be seeing in a little bit, we are connected with Friday Beers and BetMGM. Time to put some money up today, you guys. First, my esteemed colleagues joining me on the road today. And by esteemed, I mean, you know, only slightly esteemed. Defending freedom for 18 years now?
Oh, give me 21, my friend.
Hold on. Say again.
Give me 21, my friend. September.
21?
Yeah, that's right.
Why have you not retired yet?
Because America needs me.
Because America needs me. There it is. And next to him, host of the Unhappy Gilmore Show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on Green Legion Radio. Everybody, Adam Gilmore.
Good morning, Indianapolis.
All right, everybody can hear us all right?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear a damn thing. It's great. Hold on, let me fix this.
We're off to a flying start.
There we go. That might help a little bit. Doesn't help that I'm deaf.
You're about as good as Jeff Saturday, it seems.
All right, let's get into this thing right now because we only have an hour with you. First, I want to bring this to everybody's attention. Whoever the asshat that thinks I have enough influence on the way games are won and lost in the world, you are an idiot. All right? I had a, on our Fox Sports pregame show on Monday night, I said the Eagles needed to lose a game. I did not mean against the Commodes.
Right, well, then you should save it for when you think we should lose.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Or shouldn't say it.
No, it doesn't matter. Hold on. If what I say is word, man, things are changing around here a lot. All right?
We're all in trouble.
Oh, God, it was brutal. I had a death threat.
A death threat?
I had an actual death threat.
Was it from Sam?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well,
yeah.
But it's not his first.
I'm a bigger fan of hers every single day that passes.
She's the best.
She really is.
But let's not gloss over that.
I wasn't referring to this game against our division opponent. I was talking about a team like, I didn't want to say Indy because you guys spent a lot of money to come out here. I was talking more like Tennessee at home that nobody gave a damn about. Right?
I got you.
But it doesn't matter. So the idiot that gave me the death threat, you kiss my ass in Wanamaker's window during the Christmas rush.
So do we know who this person is?
I don't care. I'm just letting them know. If I'm going to get killed over this, I'm going to make sure I go out with a bang.
Right in Wanamaker's window.
That being said, here we are in Indianapolis, and we're going to see how this team responds today. You guys, if it was not apparent yet, it is now more apparent than ever. The Eagles are going for it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the signing of
Linval Joseph
and Ndamukong Suh, they're not messing around. It is Super Bowl or bust for this team right now. As I said in the preseason, as I continue to say right now, the Eagles are going for it. So, with that being said, I want to give you some information about our two newest signings that should make you feel just a little bit more comfortable about what could happen today against one of the best running backs, arguably the best running back in the league.
Yeah, there's about three guys that can stake their claim. This guy's one of them. And that offensive line is no joke either.
No joke at all. Both Joseph and Suh kept in shape in the offseason, hoping that there was an opportunity where they might be needed. We know now this is the situation. Mike English in the house, by the way. And in case we're getting a little stale,
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-L.
Only on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, people. This is the only place you'll hear it. Matt Taylor will be here, by the way, with Friday Beers and BetMGM. Ladies are going to be walking around with a little less clothing that they're wearing right now.
That's terrible.
Those Colts jerseys in the corner, we won't talk about that. But in a perfect situation, let's be honest, there is in shape and there's in football shape.
Yeah, game ready shape, yep.
This is not an offensive lineman or an offensive player that hasn't gotten hit. These guys are used to hitting the time. So you wonder what we're looking at with two guys in their mid-30s who haven't taken a snap all year.
I expect them to be, like, in their mid-30s, so veterans, you expect them to be able to kind of pick up at least a small package of plays, even with a shortened week of practice, and be able to step on the field and help, right, like immediately.
Right, but I don't think that we expect them to play big minutes today anyway. Yeah. Just get in there and get fresh, a snap or two.
Give us a rotation, keep everybody fresh, yep.
Well, the only guy you have left on the depth chart right now that was part of this this defensive tackle situation is Milton Williams.
Right.
Now you got Fletcher and Javon, which can't go wrong, but they need reps.
Need a breather. These are big dudes, man. They got to get a breather. Yeah.
100%. 100%. Now, I think the information I'm about to give you will make you feel pretty good about these two signings, other than the fact that we know Ndamukong Suh is kind of an idiot.
But he's our idiot now.
He's our idiot now. And I'm okay with it. Let's get nasty, baby.
Dirty Batman.
And Ndamukong Suh, his agent is my friend Nick Ryan from Live Casino, which, by the way, Live Casino South Philadelphia, our biggest sponsor. This week, Grant Calcaterra on Tuesday night. Who should have a game today?
I was going to say we're going to get to him, too.
Yeah, we're getting there. Man, I can't see a damn thing today.
Well, you can't hear either.
Jameson Chase with Johnny Walker Black last night. There we go.
Shame.
DJ Littletown had the same situation. She was partying a little bit last night. There it is.
That's what we're here for, isn't it?
Neither of these two have racked up much in the sack department over the last few years. But Ndamukong Suh's, Suh has 5 Pro Bowls to his name. All right.
Joseph has 3.
But his role in defenses has dwindled a little bit over the years, obviously, his age. At the same time, and this is a very interesting stat, in the past 12 years in the NFL, Ndamukong Suh has played at least 16 games in all except one, where he played 14.
In his second season, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Second year.
Was it a suspension that kept him out there, too?
That's what it was.
Stepping on Aaron Rodgers' head. Yeah. I'm all in, dude. Like,
and there goes Matt Taylor. Ladies, we need to take off that stuff. Everybody, BetMGM, make sure. Yeah, you can go, too. Sorry, the occasional Colts fan is going to screw up our radio broadcast.
No, we had a good time with Colts fans at the Noodle last night, too. That was great.
Look, we can only hope the trend continues with the health factor. I want your opinion on where you think Ndamukong Suh is right now. And, you know, is this a situation where you sign this guy, all of a sudden he's injured because he hasn't played yet? Or, you know, where are we? These guys are tackles, they're pretty durable.
Yeah, they are very. They're big, strong. Like we talked about before, they're giving everybody a breath, giving everybody a breather. They're there to be part of the rotation. I think we got him signed to what? Pretty much the veteran minimum at this point coming in.
Bonus heavy.
Right, yeah.
Bonus incentive
laden. I have in case anybody wants to know the contracts, I do have that.
I saw that on the sheet, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're not going to, like, Cap, you said it before, they're not going to be out there like a whole crap ton of minutes, right? It's going to be a rotation. But I do expect impact, and I expect them to have been in shape and be ready to step into this opportunity. I don't see an injury coming. I want them to go hurt somebody.
Right. Big bodies to lean on people.
That's it. Just go smash somebody, baby.
Yeah. No, that...
That about covers it?
Yes, sir.
Sue has still racked up 12 sacks in the last 2 years, which...
It's pretty good for a
defense. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive for a defensive tackle to begin with. We were happy with Javon Hargrave's Pro Bowl year last year at 7.5.
Right. Well, I mean, he's got 70.5 for his career, right, Sue? I mean, that's...
70.5.
For his career.
That's pretty amazing for a tackle.
That's pretty good, dude. It tells you he's getting good penetration.
Giggity. Did you get that, DJ Littletown? Good penetration. Giggity. We get to Linval Joseph now. And it's another situation of such a durable defensive tackle in the league. Only played for three teams.
Yep.
Which is also pretty cool. The Giants, which, you know.
Right, who cares?
The Vikings, where he had two Pro Bowl seasons in 16 and 17. Two.
And 18, I believe, too.
16 and 17.
All right.
The TD against us.
Yes. and also played for the Chargers. Won a Super Bowl with the Giants. Ndamukong Suh wins a Super Bowl with the Bucks.
Yep.
They have experience. They know what it takes in the locker room. Difference between the two. Linval Joseph has only had in his 12-year career 25 sacks compared to Sue's 70.5.
Right. So Sue is, Sue was that guy coming out of college, too. So he would not just stop the run, he would pressure the quarterback as well. Whereas Joseph is more just your beef.
Tackling
space.
Tackling machine.
Right.
Tackling fool. Tackling fool.
Tackling fool.
In the last two seasons, where Sue only had 71 tackles, Linval Joseph had 119.
Yeah. Guy just hogs up space.
Though. And, you know, he's 57 and 62 last 2 years, respectively. I don't know how a guy like that doesn't get signed until now.
Well, it's probably the age. You know, I mean, so...
But you haven't seen a drop-off.
No.
A defensive tackle would kill for 57 tackles in a season.
Absolutely. I don't get it either. Like, you would think, especially because games are won and lost, Cap, in the trenches, right?
Right.
That's where you have to win. Offensive line, protect your quarterback, get after the quarterback, run and stop the run. That's how you win football games. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Add anything you want.
Well, I'm wondering what Jonathan Gannon is going to do with him.
Okay. And that is the big question.
Back in the coverage?
Yeah.
You had to say his name, didn't you?
The elephant in the room. So they can be good at their jobs, right?
But
what's he called?
Right. Well, every week I've said over and over again, we are the more talented team. I expect to win.
Right.
When you have that much talent.
Well, we haven't questioned Jonathan Gannon for the most part all year. Hey, your defense holds the other team to 17 points, you should win.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
And they have.
Yeah.
With the exception of Monday night.
Right.
You were the ball.
And I believe the Texans showed the Eagles' weakness. You know.
I think you can look at the Texans game, but I think you have to look further than that.
Turn your mic a little.
You have to look further than that. we have been getting slaughtered in the run game for five straight weeks. We've not held anybody under 100 since Jacksonville.
Which is not a problem when you're playing with the lead.
That's correct.
So Washington kept it close, and then they kept the lead so they could keep the ball and keep running.
Washington ran the ball on us 49 times. They showed no respect for that run defense at all.
Zero.
When you're winning or tied, you can do that.
You can do
that. So if we were up 20-14-0, couldn't do that. So.
This is a defense, even though we've been playing with a lead, that has given up 722 yards on the ground the last 5 weeks. Yeah. 144 yards a game. And now you've got one, quite possibly the best running back in the league today. That's a problem.
Right.
And it needs to be addressed immediately.
So we'll score more points. It's okay.
Yeah, we just need to outscore.
Well, keep in mind, we're also banged up on the defensive end position. All right? I mean, you have your four. But you're not deep after that. The Janarius Robinson experiment didn't work.
That didn't work.
All right. So who's backing up Brandon Graham? Right now, no one.
Right. BG's going to have to get some minutes today.
All right. I mean, you got Robert Quinn, but he's backing up Josh Sweat. You know, obviously, Hassan Reddick is going to be there, and we discount that. But, you know, you're only talking about four rotation guys on the edge rush.
Well, and you remember before, all during the preseason, we were talking about this, you and me, calling them the Hateful Eight, and now it's, what, the Hateful Five and a Half?
Yeah.
It's getting to be a problem.
It is. But we expected that.
Yeah, there was going to be injuries. You have to be able to overcome it, though, right?
We do, and you know what? At the very least, the injuries that have been sustained other than Derek Barnett have not been season-ending.
Exactly.
All right. Jordan Davis is going to be back in 3 weeks. Dallas Goedert, Avante Maddox, about the same. You know, we're talking about getting into that run, and it's going to be necessary because that's where we're going up against the Giants twice.
Yeah.
All right.
Dallas again.
You know, you got three division games left, and you know we're gonna need the horses for that run.
And the two teams that Odell Beckham Jr. is looking at are the Cowboys and the Giants.
Yeah, nah. Well, first of all, I don't care about him. Darius Slay had a bad game last week.
Yeah, he did.
All right, everybody's entitled to a bad game. I think he's gonna be pissed off.
He should be.
And you're gonna see it.
I mean, going into last week, those were our two starting corners, lowest passer rating against in the league. And they kind of flip back and forth. It's almost like a competition between the two of them, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's special.
Who's starting for the Colts today at quarterback? Is it Matt Ryan?
That's Matty Ice, as far as I know, dude. Jeff Saturday's kind of got carte blanche over there, I guess. He can do whatever he wants.
Jeff Saturday can wipe my nuts. By the way, real quick, closing the door on our two new signings, Linville Joseph. With the exception of his first season in 2010, has played in at least 12 games every year.
These are two durable guys, man. Veteran guys.
For those who have been wondering about their contracts, per ESPN's Field Yates, they each got a $250,000 signing bonus. $750,000 base salary, $250,000 in per game roster bonus, which is good money. You've got nine games left.
Yeah.
Eight games left. Nine? Eight? Eight and one.
Eight.
Nine? Eight. Eight games left. That's $2 million.
Yeah.
All right. Plus $1.25 million in incentives. These guys could rack up $3 or $4 million a year.
And that's what Cap was saying before. You know, the incentive laden for the veteran guys coming in late. You know, that's where they're going to make their bank.
And we're going to get to DJ Littletown here in just a second. Everybody, don't hang out alone in the man cave for football this season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with Sexy Entertainers. $4 Miller Lights, Jameson Specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is the Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. You guys, this is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show. We are broadcasting live from Nevermore. Nevermore, the newest hotspot in Indianapolis at 302 South Meridian. It's a great spot. We've got duck bowling. We've got Brazilian DJs.
Have you walked around this joint? It's pretty awesome.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool as hell.
It's warm. Let's not lose track of that. Those guys are freezing outside.
Yeah, and we want to thank Matthew Dragons for having us here.
Absolutely.
Food's excellent. Everybody's awesome. We appreciate you guys. You guys, we'll be back with our second segment right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show here on 102.5 FM, The Gambler. Brought to you by our friends at Live Casino South Philadelphia. Make sure you check out their upcoming entertainment, Jefferson Starship, Friday, December 9th. Matt Frazier, Saturday, December 10th, and Sunday, December 11th. Soul Town, the Motown Holiday Show, Sunday, December 18th. Bobby Collins, Saturday, February 18, 2023. Tickets on sale now at livecasinophilly.com. That's livecasinophilly.com. Also, don't forget Ron Jaworski's $100,000 football challenge. Make your picks against Ron Jaworski each week for your chance to win Jaws tickets to the big game and over $100,000 in prizes. Pick the winning teams once each week to be a weekly winner. There will be over 250 winners for the season. Again, visit livecasinophilly.com. That's livecasinophilly.com. You guys, we are talking Eagles-Colts. A once every four-year matchup, but once only every 8 years in this cold, ridiculous, awful, my nipples are freezing, and my other thing is back up in the turtle shell town.
TMI.
Giggity.
You having shrinkage?
Jesus, dude. It is flat out freezing out here. I had somebody ask me, do you think they'll have the dome open today?
Sure, why not?
If they do, I'm walking right the hell out.
I think you'd have a...
I'm gone.
Yeah, you'd have a line following you.
No, no, that means I did something completely wrong in life. To bring 353 people here today, everybody. By the way, haven't heard in a while... You guys, we are live on Fox Sports The Gambler. My name is Quimby, joined alongside Captain and the unhappy Gilmore. Let's talk about some storylines for today's game, because it's pretty interesting. Obviously, we're soft in the middle. We're soft in the middle. We're soft in the middle. We did speak about this a little bit. Is there a possibility of containing Jonathan Taylor? And I want to talk about what you guys think in that regards.
Probably not.
Probably not. I think you got to come out to break out to a big lead first.
Right.
Right. So, and don't give them the option to sit back and just hand the ball off to that monster in the backfield.
And by the way, I got a message from Slash. You call it shrinkage. We call it your normal everyday situation. Thanks, Slash. You're fired.
It's all right. We're growers, not showers. Don't worry about it.
Things I'd prefer not to think about.
Yeah, just a little bit of feedback there. There we go. Still got a little. There we go. Good. Oh, perfect. There it is. All right.
But regardless of Jonathan Taylor's talent, you can't tell me that a guy was just in the TV booth a week ago is going to come in and get a game plan to beat me. I'm not buying that.
Well, right now, Ndamukong Suh is listed as Fletcher Cox's backup.
Correct.
And Linval Joseph is third on that depth list, which is interesting because Joseph did have two practices with the team, and Suh only had one.
Yeah, well, I think that's just because over the course of their careers, Sue's been a more impactful player overall.
I don't know.
So
I don't know if I agree with that. For what we are looking for and in need of right now, it's definitely Joseph.
So, you know, we're looking at ESPN's depth chart, right? I mean, they're just going to kind of list. I mean, we saw it during the offseason, too, how they had some guys kind of screwy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like, I don't put a whole hell of a
lot of time. Somebody with not a lot of time on their hands?
Right. Yeah. Like Adam Schefter?
Gotcha. It's all right. Hey, Adam, in your off season, you can represent the Lollipop Guild. We're fine with that.
Follow the yellow brick road, punk.
Oh, we represent the
Yeah, he can't reach the Crispix, folks.
Great. Can't wait for that letter coming. How about an angry homecoming? This is an interesting situation, and it does prove, once again, that Jim Irsay is back on the crank.
Oh, he's got to be.
I mean, this guy is out of his mind. Frank Reich and Nick Sirianni are very close friends. And you decide to fire Frank Reich a week before Nick Sirianni comes back home? Frank Reich is basically the reason Nick Sirianni was hired by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Absolutely. The success.
The amount of respect and friendship these two have is astonishing. It is part of that good old boy network in a league. Guys, weigh in on this situation. What, other than crystal meth, which we know is a hell of a drug, what would convince Jim Irsay to make that decision, knowing full well Sirianni's going to come back pissed?
Right. Go ahead, Cap.
Well, he's got Jerry Jones' disease. He believes he's smarter than everybody else.
I think that's the nail on the head right there. All of these guys think they're the smartest guy in the room. But let's not act like Frank Reich didn't seal his own death warrant with Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Once the Wentz experiment didn't work out, Reich's days were numbered. I do find it very stupid to fire the guy right before his buddy's coming to town. That's asinine.
Well, and you make him bench Matt Ryan, right? But then you let Jeff Saturday bring Matt Ryan back. So which is it?
Which was a contract. It was a contractual thing to save money. So, like, this guy's just contradicting himself all over the place.
Right.
I love the fact, LOL Raiders, that the Colts won on the road last week.
Yeah, talk about a flex for Jeff Saturday. The week before, he tweets from his couch, Raiders, you know, something bad about the Raiders. Then he comes into his first game as a head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, having never coached a game above the high school level, and beats the Raiders.
Yep.
Talk about flex, dude.
It's not a flex. Hold on. The Raiders are terrible.
It's still.
Hold on.
This guy's a high school head
LOL,
coach.
LOL, Chucky. LOL. All right.
If there's a worst run franchise in the league,
it's the Raiders.
It's the Raiders.
And you know what? Every ticket broker that smashed the hell out of those tickets on us last year,
yep,
you can kiss my ass.
They are eating
your
tickets.
Your tickets are worth about $60 right now.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Nobody gives a damn. All right. Fact is, wow, I just got my headset volume back. What the hell happened?
Well, fact, good morning.
Fact is, I hope that entire town implodes on itself.
Well, they try like hell every day. Right?
Seriously.
Like, and they're also about to get the Oakland A's, I'm pretty sure, too.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that, dude. Which, like I talked about on Wednesday night, just makes it even more hypocritical to keep Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame. It's a joke. I get it. Pete's a jerk. Pete's all this and that.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
All right, he is.
Yeah.
But I dig that about him.
We'll talk about that one.
But I dig that about him.
We'll talk later.
All right.
But wait. But let's not lose that, though. So the Saturday thing, so he goes ahead and beats the Raiders after coaching high school and being on TV. He's not going to come in today and beat an angry Eagles team.
Well, we want to see if this is an angry Eagles team. Because, you know,
you got to respond after Monday night.
You do.
That was a disaster.
You got to come in and you got to be pissed.
I mean, you were off for 11 days and you came out and looked
and
like absolute crap.
Andy never lost one of those games.
Well, I mean,
am I lying?
Nope.
I would ask what's wrong with you, but I don't think we have enough time.
Yeah, we don't have enough time on the show. You guys, we are at Nevermore at 302 South Meridian Street. If you are an Eagles fan and you did not pay for our tailgate, do not come down here. But you're more than welcome to come back after the game for our after party. And I just got word that DJ Littletown might be hanging around for the after party.
I was trying to work that out.
Oh, hell yes.
Well, actually, you can come down here. You just have to stare at us through the window in the freezing cold.
Jess, what are you doing during the game? Uh-oh. Bad radio. Let's go. On the microphone.
I'm not sure. What should I do?
Good. You want to go in?
Do what?
You want to go in the game with us?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Good. DJ Little Tad's going in the game with us. And then coming back and getting even more hammered than we're starting to get. You want to go?
Yeah,
if you do, you're in. I got an extra ticket.
Let's do it.
Done. All right. Cool. All right. So we're talking right now how the Eagles are going to respond after Monday night. We have to consider the fact that Milton Williams banged up.
I can't pronounce it.
Yeah,
either.
I can't. Mr. T.
I just call them all Tua.
Mr. T.
Whatever.
I got to think that Joseph and Sue, although we're saying, you know, they're not going to be, they're not going to, yeah, they're going to play. And you know what package they're going to play in? Joseph, Sue, find the ball, hit.
Right.
That package.
Disrupt.
Run.
Disrupt it.
Disrupt.
Blow the backfield up.
Plug the middle of the field.
Giggity.
Perfect. Perfect. Next storyline. This is interesting because I find Jason Kelce to be that.
The next mayor
medium,
of Philadelphia?
Yeah, that medium. But I was a little disturbed by his statement here. Jason Kelce, on the loss on Monday night and the game today, whenever you lose, emotions are different. You're going to be a little bit more aggressive in correcting mistakes. You're going to be a little bit more on edge. But to be honest, I don't think that we don't really change it up that much. And I don't think that we should. We make corrections after wins the same way that we're doing it right now. The emotion is different and the urgency is different after a loss. But I think we do a good job on sticking to what we believe is going to be the end result of making us a better team. I'm sorry, but at that point, I want to hear Jason Kelce say, hey,
we stunk.
We sucked. We're pissed. We're going to come out angry.
I mean, so the second half was not nearly as bad as the first half on Monday night. You take away the fumbles, and I would tell you that's probably still a double-digit Eagles victory. But
you got to protect that ball.
You got to protect the ball, which is where I did like Kelce's statement on that. Oh, it was a face mask. No, it wasn't because they didn't throw the flag, right? You can't make excuses, and you and I have talked about this. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. When you leave the game in the hands of the Zebras, you deserve whatever outcome you get. Hold on to the damn ball. There's no excuse for it.
So let's give Jason props for being a reasonable person and managing the hysteria of Eagle fan, right? Because from there, Eagles fans, oh, my God, the refs missed this. Oh, they did that. It's like, hey.
I don't know if he's good at that.
but that's by what he did. And Eagles fans look at him as that wise leader of the team. So it tampers down hysteria. And so for that, you got to give him.
I want hysteria right now. I live, breathe, and survive on hysteria. By the way,
E-A-E-L-E-O.
That sucked. Let's do it again.
Got to get better at that.
E-A-E-L-E-O.
I think I need more alcohol.
Yeah, you guys haven't had enough to drink. We're working on that.
But hysteria is why people don't like us, right?
No,
and we don't care.
Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, we know. We know.
We're unhinged and unmanaged.
As well we should be.
I am just saying. So, by the way, and after Tuesday, our one and two tight ends this week will have been on the Green Legion Radio Player Show at Live Casino. Jack Stoll and Grant Calcaterra. Let me tell you about Jack Stoll. This dude is a beast.
Yeah, that's a large human being, dude.
It is not fair what he looks like.
Yeah.
All right? And bringing back mullet mania, baby. He does not give a single rat's ass about anything. All right? Jack has had some receptions already this year.
Yeah, he's looked good.
Jack has caught everything that has been thrown his way. I do not think we take a step back in the tight end position. Today, I don't.
I don't think you have it. Well, you're gonna because you don't have a tight end to stretch the field unless you're looking at Calcaterra to do that. Well, Stoll's not gonna do that. It's not as
You know what? You had three receivers that could stretch the field.
And that's what needs to happen, right? Brown has to get, I mean, last
week was bad. If unless Watkins is targeted in every single situation, it's, yo, Quez, you're the bottle cap. Go deep.
Right, yeah, just take the top off, dude.
Nine, fly pattern, go.
And, hey, Quez, if you're listening, just stay down, okay? Just catch the ball and stay down. There was no reason to get back up.
Yeah, Stoll just needs to place himself by the first down marker and stand there. It'll be
stand
fine.
There.
Find that soft spot, sit down, grab it.
Yep. It'll be fine.
That's it.
He'll get three or four opportunities of that first down.
And for Irving Fryer, listening back in Philadelphia, the doctor, the Reverend, Mr. Irving Fryer, 1984 first overall pick in the NFL draft, 17 years in the NFL. Go Huskers, baby. Go Huskers.
Soon to be Pro Bowl or Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're getting him there.
Wide receiver.
We're getting him there. Interesting statistic here. Since the Colts left Baltimore and started playing against the Eagles, 1984 was their first game. 5-5 is the overall matchup. And I don't remember any real impactful games unless Donovan McNabb, a broken ankle at the vet. Donovan McNabb against the Colts, 2000.
Well, you also had to deal with Peyton Manning there for a stretch there, too.
Yeah, that wasn't a fun situation.
It's just unpleasant for anyone, right?
Not fair.
It's not.
That was not a fun situation. All right, let's see here. I got another live read I got to find somewhere here in this mess.
All right. While you're doing that, I want to come back to Matt Pryor.
Everybody, Echelon Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey. Voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. Family and locally owned indoor track. Newest cardio, strength training equipment, three studios, indoor pool, whirlpool, and dry sauna, even a kids club. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions per week. MBSC Thrive personal training, considered the best group training in the country and exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks. Echelon members save at over 800 local businesses simply by being an active member. Members save while helping to support local businesses. Coming to Audubon, New Jersey in 2023. Call 856-454-2976 for a free 30-day all-access pass or go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhfhealthfitness.com. You guys, this is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show on The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Live Casino Philadelphia. We will be back for our final segment right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get the shine. Now throw your hands up.
Are we ready? Sorry. Pull it back here. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at Live Casino. You guys, we have a very special guest with us right now. Everybody, if you don't know Giovanni Algarin, longtime friend of the program, Giovanni. Happy to see you, brother. Happy to see you are starting to get tall, my man. Please, please. You want to talk about your podcast real quick?
Yeah. Philly Sports, or the Giovanni Show. We just have NFL players on. I talk Birds, Colts, basically just the entire league. And we've had some great guests like Jalen Hurts on the show, so it's been a great 3-4 years, and I love doing it.
Giovanni is the man, everybody. That was for you, right, by the way. But we could do a better one for him, right? For Giovanni,
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Giovanni, thanks for coming up. Coming into the game with us,
yes.
Gonna have some fun in a little bit.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being on, brother.
Thank you.
And we will God, well, I'm just so happy to see you every time, my man. So happy to see you. All right, we're going to have Matt Taylor come in right now because we got to do a little gambling session. We have a sponsor now. Matt Taylor, talk to us about BetMGM.
All right. Happy to be here.
You might have to move that up a little bit. There we go.
All right. Happy to be here, Andy. You guys, BetMGM, newest Green Legion sponsor. Risk-free bet up to $1,000 for all new users. Use code GREEN. And today, I mean, I think the lock of the day is the Vikings at home plus 1.5. Got the Cowboys coming in. I think the Vikings are a much better team, and I can't believe that line. The Vikings are home dogs against the Cowboys, but I think the Vikings win by three or more. So I think that's an easy winner there.
Hold on, I got to pull up the lines. What do you got?
Even after the Cowboy disaster that was last week, and so they're still favored going into Minnesota.
Yes, I don't understand it, but hey, sometimes Vegas just doesn't get it right, and I think this is one of those times.
You think this is one of those times where they've actually just goofed it up, even after all that college football stuff yesterday, where they got it right?
Yeah, I think Minnesota is hot, and I think the Cowboys are due for a loss.
You watched that TCU game yesterday?
I did. Crazy. Right.
1 point. I mean, how does Vegas do it?
I had Baylor plus 2.5.
Right.
I'm fine with it.
What about that parlay you hit yesterday?
Yeah, that was nice.
That was a nice one. Tell everybody
give
about
a little details.
Because Matt Taylor's buying drinks today.
Had a 7-leg parlay hit for about $2,500. Hit it on Ohio State, scoop and score with 3 seconds left. They were up by 6. You know, Maryland was trying to score. Maryland fumbles. Ohio State picks it up, runs it in the end zone, and that cashed a 7-leg parlay for me, $2,500.
Oh, that's terrible news.
Yeah, it did. It really sucked.
Philadelphia Eagles, -6.5. Talk.
I like it. The only thing that scares me is the Eagles' D-line. I mean, I know we've got Sue coming in. But, you know, Jonathan Taylor has just been a beast, and that is the one thing that scares me about this game. You know, I do like the Eagles, but if I was going to bet on this game, I'd probably stay away from the spread. I would take the under, and I'd also take Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown score, plus 150. That's my Eagles bet of the day.
That feels safe.
It does, and I just want to point out that I did start my under revolution 2 weeks ago. I am up over $4,000 by betting on every under in every football game, college and pro, starting Wednesday with the Mac. Return of the Mac.
Maxion, baby.
Return of the Mac. The Mac has been going under.
So just,
which is the strangest thing. The Mac is nothing but points. And all season they have been going under like crazy.
So how safe do you feel doing that with like the Big 12 or the Pac, dude? I mean, some of those unders are some of those
lines. I am not
going to
change
crazy.
The formula.
I get it.
It's a business decision that says 60% of the unders are going to hit.
Yep.
It's just not a glamorous bet.
The time it's proven
it's
to work.
It's just not a glamorous bet, Matt. Weigh in on that.
It is. I mean, the under is known to hit, you know, 60-70% of the time. It's just very hard. No one likes to bet the under because you're rooting against human achievement. Literally drop that pass, miss that kick,
break your ankle, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. The under is way more fun to bet. Games are way more fun when there's a lot of scoring, and that's why everyone likes to take the over. But, you know, if you're making a business decision like our friend Quimby, the under's the way to go.
And, by the way, we got an earful of that last year in Denver. I think half the damn pregame show he was – or was it just like an hour before the show and then into the show? But he was preaching up about the unders.
I won $20,000 by betting the unders from November 1st on last year.
Right. So in case you
didn't
hear
it last year.
When we
got into the playoffs, I lost some of it back.
Right.
All right. But I'll take this easy situation right now, especially when you get into conference football games and conference championships.
Yep.
In December.
Yeah, cold.
They're going under.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Especially when you start talking about like Philadelphia or something where it's just freezing cold. I mean, look what just happened in Buffalo.
Butt-ass cold.
Well, yeah, but they're adult.
True. True.
So I got a run sheet here. Good. Good radio, Quimby. Good radio. Alongside Matt Taylor from BetMGM Friday Beers and his own stuff.
Yes,
we got some happenings for March Madness.
We do. We
got to make sure it takes place.
Ongoing talks. Now we probably have a big announcement. I would say second week of December here, Quimby.
Let's see. What other games do you guys like? Because
I like the Jets plus 3.5 at New England. I think the Jets are due for a win. I know they've kind of been a mess, but
Hold on a second. When was the last time that statement was prevalent?
I just had the same feeling.
I think the Jets are due for a win.
At New England.
At New England.
Right,
yeah.
Like you almost need to go take a shower after you say it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just not sold on New England.
Oh, God, I wish I could get away with what I want to say. I know I'll get a letter if I do.
Right.
Got a little hum.
Family programming at its finest,
it's
folks.
It's all good. We're trying to find out where it is. There it is. I got it out.
That's much better.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, we have about 3 minutes left, so it's time for Kajada, baby.
Oh, boy. Let's go.
And Cap's over there. Matt, just stay in for Cap right now.
Of course.
Yeah, he's eating, mingling, having a good old time.
All right. Kajada used to be Kaja, which was kick-ass or jackass. Now it's kick-ass, jackass, or dumbass. And here we go. Nevermore and Duck Bowling. Kick-ass or jackass or
that
dumbass?
Is kick-ass.
Kick-ass.
Kick-ass. Oh, look at this. DJ Littletown.
Kick-ass.
Kick-ass for sure.
Appreciate you.
Kick-ass. What'd she say?
She said appreciate you.
The temperature here in Indy.
I think that's just ass.
Yeah.
We don't need anything on the front. It's just
terrible.
Ass.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Welcome to the Midwest, folks.
Coming from Florida yesterday to this temperature the day before.
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
Rub it in.
You're just a dumbass, dude. Like, take a break and then come out.
The red garter.
Well, we didn't go.
Are you speaking about Key West?
Carrie Galvin. Duzak. Kick-ass.
Kick-ass.
The slippery noodle.
Oh, definitely kick-ass.
Kick-ass.
The bartender that was there for most of the day, he was fantastic.
Jonathan Taylor.
Dumbass.
Jackass.
Kick-ass, but I hope we kick his ass.
Right, yeah. I think that's better, right? Not kick-ass, but let's kick his ass.
Right.
The signings of Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph.
Oh, kick-ass. Let's get nasty, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
That's it.
Amazing.
And leaving tomorrow and getting out of this cold weather.
Kick ass.
I don't get to do that. I just drive back to Cincinnati. Where guess what? It's still cold.
Kick ass. Kick ass.
Kick ass for you.
You guys, I think we're appreciate. Missing one appreciate. You guys, listen. What do you got, Adam?
I think we're missing one here. Giovanni at the tailgate.
Giovanni at the tailgate. Kick ass. All right, you guys. Let's get one more. You guys, live from Nevermore here at 302 South Meridian Street in Indianapolis, 2 blocks from the stadium. On behalf of myself, Unhappy Gilmore, Captain Demps, Matt Taylor, the girls from Friday Beers, DJ Littletown, Matthew Dragas, the rest of the squad here, and all you crazy-ass fans, this is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Live Casino. We will see you at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night at Live Casino with Grant Calcaterra. Appreciate you listening in. Go Birds!